Angels fly. Did you know that?
They generally do.
Hot water 4.7, Andy and Mel, 916, up to 69 today. So we've been having this, well, not really a debate, just kind of wondering, why do we not put the roll back on the roll of toilet paper back on the roll?
I say because I'm lazy.
Yeah. I still don't really know what the reason is why I don't. I think it's more than anything, I just forget.
That could be.
I'm pretty good at it.
You just remember, you know, you grab it and then you just set it there. Like, because you're in a hurry.
If anyone has any idea why people don't do it or what your reason is that you don't do it, let us know. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Dan's on the phone. How are you, Dan?
Hey, I was just about that conversation you guys are having here in the toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and explain it. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah. Do you have an explanation why we don't do it?
Yeah. You know, my uncle actually, he has, because I'm staying with him right now, he always has it on there. And I actually grab a roll that's not on there.
Oh, a cleanliness issue?
No, actually, it's like, because I'm 6'5", it's a lot more easy for me to grab the toilet paper rather than standing down all the way down there to get that unrolled, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's a little too close to grab it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just easier to stand straight up, unroll it, and like, I guess sometimes when you grab it from the roll, like you grab it and you pull, and then you get some excess that comes out. When you like use it with your hands, you can grab as much as you want, and it does, there's no more coming out. You know what I mean?
You stand up? Did you say you stand up?
Yeah.
To wipe?
Yes.
For real? Lots of people.
I don't.
I sit down. I don't know anybody that stands up to wipe.
I think all guys stand up to do it.
What?
I don't. No.
You don't?
No.
Oh, no. Right. Really?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'm a weird one then.
Well, thanks for the call, Dan.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
I didn't know anybody did that, but...
Okay. That, I'm a little...
To each their own.
Shock about that, honestly.
To each their own. Brian's on the phone. How are you, Brian?
Pretty good.
So, are you one of these people that's guilty of not putting the toilet paper back on the roll as well?
Yeah. I gotta say, the reason that I don't do it is because by the time I'm done doing my business in there, usually... my eyes are watering so bad that I can't even see what I'm doing.
You need poopery. You need poopery, for real.
Yeah.
I think I need to install an exhaust fan.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad in there.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's a good one. Thanks for the call, Brian.
Yep.
Bye. Yeah.
Only the guys would say like this.
My eyes are watering so
God.
I got an email, though, from Rebecca.
Okay.
She said, at my house, I put it on because I share my bathroom, but at my parents' house, I never put it on the roll. I guess I'm too lazy to twist my back 180 degrees to put it on. It must be behind you.
Yeah.
I've seen the roll in weird places in some houses. And she goes on, however, at other people's houses, I will put their TP on the roll for them if they don't, and... I always change the roll so it's on the right way if it's on upside down. There's a right way a roll goes on.
There is.
So I replied back to her and I said, what is the right way? And she said, where the toilet paper comes off in front from the top.
Mm-hmm. Over top.
Yeah.
That's the right way.
Could not disagree more.
That's the right way.
No, from underneath.
That is the wrong way.
That is the right way.
No.
That's the
Sir,
right way
you
to
are
do it.
Wrong.
No.
Wrong, because wrong,
you,
wrong,
if it's
wrong.
On the top, all you end up doing when you pull it is it rolls a whole bunch off.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
Oh, my God.
And when it comes off from the bottom, it gives you the leverage to just tear it as you yank.
No. Over top is the right way.
No, it's not.
Over top is the right way.
It just looks better in the toilet paper commercials. That's why they do it.
No, that's the right way.
No, it's not the right way.
Oh, my gosh. You're crazy.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
100% crazy.
The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
My ex texted me this morning, I miss you, baby. I replied, we're sorry, but the subscriber you're trying to reach just doesn't give a crap.
It is at 921, Hot 104.7. When the... Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Notorious dog abuser Michael Vick tweeted a picture of himself and his daughter at their kitchen table, and there was a box of Milk-Bone dog treats at the table. He quickly removed it and replaced it with a similar pick, minus the Milk-Bones.
Oops.
Yeah. Vick regained his dog owning privileges earlier this year after a 3-year ban. On last night's VH1 Behind the Music special, Nicole Scherzinger claimed that she did about 95% of the singing on the Pussycat Doll album.
I 100% agree that that's probably the case.
Including the backing tracks. She said that the other members didn't even hear the songs on their debut album until they played it for them. On an unrelated note, Nicole also talked about her struggles with bulimia. Movies out this week on DVD, there's Rock of Ages, so Tom Cruise, loved that movie. Prometheus, The Raven, and The Obama Effect. Music out, we've got Kiss's 20th album, Monster. The third album from The Script comes out as well. Ellie Goulding, along with Tiny Tempa on a feature song on there. They have a CD out and All Time Low. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:35. We're going to top out today at, 69 for the high. And I've got some, I don't know how brand spanking new it is, but breaking news. Lady Gaga was performing in Spain when she suddenly... And then again... And again... And again! She didn't even stop the show.
Stop that.
She didn't even stop. She just kept trucking right through the show.
That's impressive.
It is. Justin Bieber, like, he punked out and stopped and ran off stage and...
Hello, Justin Bieber haters.
And he didn't finish his song. He just ran away. Gaga just keeps trucking through it.
It was probably the first time he ever puked on stage.
It's probably not the first time Gaga's probably puked on stage. Yeah, there's a YouTube video if you want to watch her yak.
No,
hot1047.com.
I don't think so. I'm going to pass on that one.
The first one, he's not so bad. You can't really see it. Second one, there's very little left to the imagination.
I'm going to pass. So you can see what she had for supper, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that.
Okay.
That's just gross. Like, even your reaction when you were watching it, yeah, and then I was like, I don't want to watch that.
That was the second one.
Yeah. I just don't really want to get sick from watching it.
Well, it happens, you know.
Milk was a bad choice.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to pass.
Okay. Well, if you want to see Lady Gaga yak multiple times, hot1047.com is where you can see that. As for our toilet paper debate, folks on the... on the line. Sam's on the phone. How are you?
Good.
So, were you calling in to correct me?
No, I was just calling in about the toilet paper thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, my mom, what happened is it's always a conversation of, you know, the day with us here at my house, and we'd always forget to put the toilet paper roll back on. So, what she ended up doing was writing on the toilet paper roll, like, you owe me a dollar or some kind of thing. She would take all of the toilet paper out of the bathroom so that we were stranded there. And then she would figure out who, you know, forgot to put the toilet paper back on the toilet paper roll.
Stranded.
And whatever the toilet paper roll said, we had to do or pay her or whatever.
That's funny.
And we kind of learned. And then what ended up happening was, you know, we got better at it. We put the toilet paper back on. We all learned our lesson. Well, then our dog is getting older now, and I don't know if he's just craving attention or what it is, but now he will go into the bathroom, and if the toilet paper is on the toilet paper roll, he will eat it off the toilet paper roll. So now we can't put it on the roll.
Oh.
Naughty dog.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a toilet paper dispenser. It's a snack dispenser for a dog.
Why would they even like that? That's weird.
I don't.
You're asking a question about an animal that eats its own poop?
No, I know. Well, I guess. Yeah, that's why it's eating the toilet paper.
What's even funnier is he will only eat certain kinds, only if it has like the Cottonelle kind.
Yeah, the soft double ply.
Soft, yeah. Well, you know, the other stuff would scratch his throat.
Yeah.
Imagine what it does to your booty.
Oh, I know. Thanks for the call, Sam.
Yeah, not a problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Is your goal today to make me throw up?
No. Okay. I'm just saying. That's all. Just saying.
Okay.
IJS.
JS.
I'm just saying.
You don't need the I. Just saying.
Chris is on the phone. How are you, Chris?
Good. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. Calling about the whole toilet paper debate here.
Uh-huh.
Over the top is definitely the right way to put the roll on.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
What exactly do you need leverage for to rip toilet paper?
Well, it just, I like the stronger toilet paper, and if I pull from underneath, it's more of a natural motion.
No, it's not.
As I pull
top.
It from right to left.
Oh my gosh.
With my right hand. So if to get it to tear from the top, I end up, it just ends up rolling off.
I'm rolling my eyes right now.
Well, you can roll whatever
ridiculous.
You want to, but.
And then also to add to it, like you're talking about people that don't put the roll on the toilet paper roll.
Yeah.
What drives me crazy is people that set the roll on top of the toilet paper roll instead of putting it on.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that before.
Yeah, that's what I
do. Oh, that's roll sitting right on top of it.
That's a picture I put on the website,
that's
actually.
That's what I do
yes.
at my house.
Yeah.
But yes, definitely over the top is definitely the right way to put a toilet paper.
Well,
on.
Thank you.
To each their own, Chris. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
It is not a to each their own
no.
scenario. It is the right way or the wrong way. And Andy, your way is the wrong way.
No, yes. It's not.
It is.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it however you like.
Sure. You and can if you want to.
I'll do it the right way.
How
and
do they
you
do it
the
at hotels?
Way,
how do they do it at hotels? Over the top.
They only do that so they can put those fancy little folds in it.
But that's how they do it because that's the correct way.
No, it's not necessarily correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, you can't see the fancy folds if you do it the other way. I'm just coming at it from a practical perspective.
There's no practicality to it.
Yeah, there is.
No, there is not.
I prefer to have leverage on the tear. That's all. Anyway. Heroes of the day. We got a couple of dandies for you. They're next. Hang on.
Every time you're the hero. Working class hero.
Hero. I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
You think rule number one of running a meth lab is that you don't make a big sign advertising your meth lab that might draw attention?
Yeah.
Right? Well, on Friday morning, police in Memphis, Tennessee, spotted a driver in a red pickup truck with the words meth lab written on his back windshield of the driver's side window. They pulled him over, and believe it or not, the truck
meth
actually
lab.
Was a mobile meth lab.
Yeah.
Hazmat crews ended up removing all dangerous chemicals from his truck. The driver was arrested on outstanding warrants and for new meth charges. That's good work.
That's really
Who
good work.
Who would do that?
I'm not entirely sure why a high school student would want his 61-year-old teacher to develop a larger butt, but that's what happened in this story.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt.
61-year-old.
It is so big.
61-year-old Ellen Vick is a technical education teacher at Independence High School in Charlotte, North Carolina. Last week, she found her coffee had been spiked, and she called police. They investigated and figured out that one of her students had spiked her coffee with an herbal supplement called Glute Boost. Glute Boost claims to, quote, enhance your butt size without paying for expensive buttock enhancement surgery or enduring the pain of a pricey butt injection.
What?
Police haven't arrested the student yet, but they're investigating him. The school says they've punished him, but they did not say how.
I don't understand why people want a bigger butt.
I guess I don't either. Well, if you have no butt, some
I
people
suppose.
Have no butt and would like some, you know,
back.
Junk in their trunk.
Back. Baby got back.
They would like back, yes. I guess. Anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah, spiking the teacher's coffee.
Apparently
with
he was
Glute Boost.
So happy.
Time for us to scoop. Ben is in next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.